Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Episode 17. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår jättebra, Mark. Hur mår du?
Yeah, more bra. I'm saying that. Yeah, more bra. But I'd like to learn a different way of asking "Hur mår du?" because it's the same phrase we use in every single lesson. So, are there other ways in Swedish that you can ask for asking someone how are things? You know, how's it going? All that kind of thing.
Yes, and it just sounds a little bit more casual. Mm-hmm. So you can say "Hur är läget?"
Hur är läget?
Ja, bra. I like your air sound. Hur är läget?
Hur är läget? What is läget?
How is the situation?
Right, how's the situation? And is that quite informal? Like, so would you use that with friends or could you use that with anyone?
You couldn't use it at university or a job interview or anything like that. But with friends or somebody you see in on the street, yes.
Okay, so it's quite informal. Any other suggestions while we're talking about this?
Yeah, you can say hur är det?
Just as in, like, how is it?
Ja, bra.
Hur är det?
And then a little bit more formal, you can say, hur står det till?
Now, I think I've heard that one before in a long, long, long time ago. Hur står det till?
Ja, hur står det till?
So, what does that mean?
How is it standing?
I was going to ask you, because I think we've used står before when we were talking about seeing where something is standing, seeing where something is.
Yeah, exactly. So if you translate it word by word, it doesn't make sense. But as a phrase, it does.
Okay.
And it sounds quite formal and maybe a bit concerned as well.
Oh, right. Okay. Hur står det till?
Ja.
Okay.
And you can also add, hur står det till idag?
Idag. Okay, so how are things today? Expecting maybe a development of an issue or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll try our best to use these new versions in future lessons. Thank you for teaching me them. Is there anything else I should know about greetings and things like that, just while we're talking about this topic?
Well, I think you and me always say hey.
We do.
But I guess we can say hello in different ways. So you can also say hello.
Hello, okay.
But that can sound a little bit more alarming. So if you really want somebody's attention, like hello.
Ah, right. Okay, like you're attracting a waiter's attention or something like that.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And then you have a very informal way of saying hello is tjena.
Tjena. Oh, there's a sh sound. Can I guess? Would that be SK?
Nay. It's one of those few ones that is spelled with a TJ.
Right. So TJENA. Tjena.
Ja.
Okay.
And we also have another greeting phrase, which or greeting word, which is a TJ, which is just very simple. Sha.
Sha. So when would I say sha or shena in comparison to when I would say hey?
Once again, you wouldn't say it at a job interview,
okay,
or at a formal place. You would probably greet your friends, somebody you meet on the street. You could say shena or sha.
So I can say sha, hur är läget?
Ja, and you probably wouldn't say it to your grandmother either.
Well, I will remember all this. This is not the topic of the lesson. We're actually talking about getting about the town today, but I thought that would be useful just to learn a few new ways of saying hello and how are you. We are indeed talking about getting about the town. What do you have in store for us today, Hannah?
Well, I thought we would just talk about the very many different ways we can get around in Stockholm. Mm-hmm. And then how to buy a ticket. And in Sweden, in Stockholm, to be honest, it's quite difficult, I think, for a tourist to buy a ticket. So I thought I would explain that to you, so you know when you go.
Det låter jättebra.
Okej, Mark, ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja. Okay, we've already spoken about one particular way to get around Stockholm, and that, I think, was tunnelbana.
Yeah, so the tunnelbana is probably the easiest way to get around. It's very easy in Stockholm.
And very beautiful in parts too.
Yes, most of the underground stations are so beautiful, and they are have a lot of art in them. Have you seen that, Mark?
I've seen a couple of them, and I've seen many photos of the underground stations where it's almost like a museum in itself, the artwork, like an art gallery almost.
Yeah, and you can actually go on tours around the stations, and I think there is an app as well, so you can do it all by yourself and just travel around. So I really recommend that.
Next time I am in Stockholm, I will do that. So look forward to that.
Yes, you should. And do you remember what our station is called in Swedish?
I think it's got one of the sounds in it. Station?
Ja, bra! And we have a tågstation, and then we have a tunnelbanestation.
So tågstation, then train station, and tunnelbanestation, an underground station.
Ja, precis. Well done.
Do you also get a busstation?
No, unfortunately, Mark, it's not. When you're in Stockholm, most tourists would end up at Cityterminalen.
Ah, right. So the kind of city terminal for the buses.
Yes, exactly. But when I go home to Stockholm, most of the time I just walk because it's just so beautiful everywhere. So I would say walking is the best mode of transport in Stockholm because you see a lot at the same time.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's so great. My other tip is... En kanot?
A canoe?
Yeah, because Stockholm is made up of islands, so you can actually rent canoes and you can just go between the islands. And I really recommend it. It's so beautiful. It might not be that practical to get in and out if you want to go and see museums and things like that, but on one day, I think you should rent a canoe.
Are the waterways completely open? Anyone can sail about in them. There's no restrictions.
No, not at all.
So even with all the ferries going back and forward, they'll take account of canoes out and about.
Yeah, and if you travel around in Stockholm in the summers, see people go bathing in the middle of the city as well. It's just so lovely.
Excellent. Okay, let's talk about some of the ways then, other than the tunnelbana and the bus, to get out and about around the city.
Yeah, so we have tunnelbana, bus, which is like the most common ways to travel. But then you also have spårvagn. What do you think a spårvagn is?
Spårvagn? Is it the tram?
Yes. So spår means track. And then you have vagn, which is wagon.
Wagon, yeah. So a track wagon. See the last part again?
Vagn.
Spårvagn.
Vagn.
Vagn. It's tricky to say, Hannah.
But that's perfect. You said it perfectly now.
Okay, so spårvagn.
Ja, in the spårvagn system, they are extending it, but... At the moment, I really recommend it if you're going to Skansen or ut till Djurgården. It's really nice to take spårvagnen, the tram.
Ah, right. Okay, so I see what's happening there. Spårvagnen, the tram.
Yeah.
So can you tell us how spårvagn is spelled?
It's S-P-O. Do you remember what an O is?
O is the A with the circle?
Yes. R-V-A-G-N.
Right, that's where I'm going wrong because I hadn't really worked out what was going on with the G. So the GN, spårvagn.
Ja, bra.
So you can take this spårvagnen till Djurgården.
Ja.
But there's also another way of getting to Djurgården that I prefer, I have to say.
Yeah, the ferry, which in Swedish is Djurgårdsfärjan.
Right. So the word for the ferry
is färja.
Färja. Okay. And the ferry then would be färjan.
Ja. And for people in Stockholm, we say Djurgårdsfärjan.
Djurgårdsfärjan.
Bra.
So far we've got tunnelbana, buss, spårvagn.
Spårvagn.
Spårvagn. And the färjan.
Mm-hmm.
Hanna, when I was in Sweden last, I have to admit that the main way I got around was on one of those little scooters, the scooters that you get with the app.
The elskoter.
Elskoter.
Yeah, I think people in Stockholm are divided. Either people hate them or love them. How did you feel about it?
I understand why people hate them, because I think they can be a little bit dangerous depending on who's driving them, who's using them. But I did find them quite practical. And they're theoretically better for the environment too.
Yeah, they're very convenient. And also when we spoke earlier, you were honest and mentioned why elskoter is so much better, because it's so much easier to rent than understand the Swedish public transport system.
Yeah, so let's talk a little about how you go about buying tickets. What is the situation? Do you buy tickets in a ticket office, or is it do you buy a single journey, or what's the situation?
Yeah, so if you know it, it's quite convenient and easy. Unfortunately, if you just come to Sweden and as a tourist, it might be a little bit more difficult. So you have a enkelbiljett.
So is that like a single ticket?
Yes. How did you know?
I remember it's enkelrum.
Bra, which is a single room. So yeah. So you can't buy a return ticket. You can only buy a enkelbiljett. And an enkelbiljett gäller i 75 minuter.
75 minuter is 75 minutes. Does that mean it lasts for 75 minutes, or it runs out after 75 minutes?
Yes, it lasts for 75 minutes.
So what's the verb there?
Den gäller.
Gäller. So en enkelbiljett gäller. Then what was the next word?
I, a preposition, I.
So it lasts in 75 minutes.
Ja. So during those 75 minutes, you can travel as much as you like.
On the bus, on the tunnelbana, or for everything?
That's the thing. That's what is so great with having these tickets, that they work on both the bus, tunnelbana, spårvagn, och Djurgårdsfärjan.
Perfect. Now, we're talking about Stockholm. Obviously, presumably, there are similar situations in other cities.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, absolutely. It's just, I was thinking about Gothenburg, and I think Gothenburg have a similar system, mm-hmm. but obviously they don't have Djurgårdsfärja, or they mostly have trams, which I love the trams when I go to Gothenburg, but I'm not as familiar with the system in Malmö and Gothenburg. But if you're staying in Stockholm for a period of time, I would recommend that you buy a periodsbiljett.
Can you say that again?
En periodsbiljett.
En periodsbiljett. So is that like a ticket for a period of time?
Ja. And you can choose between 24 timmars, 72 timmars, 7 dagar och 30 dagar. And I know how good you are with numbers, Mark. So,
well, we did our marathon number lesson last time, or a couple of lessons ago. So 24. Mm-hmm. That would be 24 hours. And what was the word you used for hours?
Timmar.
Timmar, okay.
So in singular, en timme.
En timme.
And plural, två timmar.
Timmar, okay. So 24 timmar. 72 timmar.
72.
72, 72 hours. And then 7 dagar.
Ja, 7 dagar eller 30 dagar.
Eller 30 dagar. So a 7-day or a 30-day ticket or a 24 or 72 hours periodsbiljett.
Ja, so most people who live and work in Stockholm would probably have a 30-day periodsbiljett.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I need to know where I can buy these. So could I say, var kan jag köpa en periodsbiljett?
Ja, var kan jag köpa en periodsbiljett? Så du kan köpa en periodsbiljett på ett resecenter.
Vad är ett resecenter?
Well, this can be the is a rese is to travel.
Oh, okay.
And center is a center is a center.
I should have got that from the German Reise. So Reise Center, so a travel center. So are these like sort of travel offices that are around the city?
Yeah, and I think this is really important to remember because you can't buy tickets on the bus, for example, or on the subway.
So you have to have your ticket before you get on, basically.
Yeah, and if you remember, I come from a little island, so we always have tourists on the island getting on the bus, and it's like one bus an hour, and then the bus drivers say, no, you can't get on because you don't have a ticket. There you can buy it in the local supermarket we have there.
Okay.
So resecenter can be in shops as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there is often a little flag saying that you can buy tickets.
Okay. Are there other ways to buy the ticket? Can you buy it on your mobile, for example? Can you buy it on your phone?
You probably recognize this from have visited Sweden that we quite like things being online.
Yep.
So you can buy it på webben.
På webben, on the web.
Yeah, they have an app, mm-hmm. So you can buy it on your mobile phone, på mobilen.
På mobilen, okay.
Och så finns det även biljettautomater.
En gång till.
Biljettautomater.
Was that like a vending machine type thing?
Ja.
Okay.
Så biljett, ticket, automat, machine.
A ticket machine, okay. And are there ticket machines like where you would get on the bus, for example, at the, oh, I know this word, busshållplats?
Ja, well done. Unfortunately, no. They are normally at tunnelbanestationer.
Right, okay. So you can buy your tickets at the underground station, in the resecenter, på mobilen, eller på webben.
Bra! So, next time you go to Sweden, you don't have to go on the elskoter.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I know I'm equipped with the right kind of thing. If I do go to a resecenter, are there words and phrases I need to know there? Or do I just say simply, jag vill ha ett... ett periodsbiljett.
Nästan. Jag vill ha en periodsbiljett.
Ah, jag vill ha en periodsbiljett. And how do you say then for 72 hours, for example?
So I would say, instead of saying periodsbiljett, you mm-hmm. would just say, jag vill ha en 24 timmars biljett.
Okej, okay, jag vill ha en 24 timmars biljett.
Perfect. And what would you say if you wanted a 72 hours biljett?
Jag vill ha en 72 timmars biljett.
Perfect. Bra. What about a 7 day?
Jag vill ha en 7 dagars biljett. Do you put the S in there as well?
Yeah, good. Well done.
Okay. Jag vill ha en 7 dagars biljett. Eller jag vill ha en 30-dagars biljett.
Bra!
Okay. That all makes sense. And let me see if I can remember this one thing. En enkelbiljett gäller i 75 minuter. Is that what you said?
Ja, jättebra.
Gäller, okay. Right, we're going to take a short break and we will be back in a moment because I think there is another form of transport that we've not really mentioned and it's very important for getting about many Swedish cities and towns, okay?
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons, where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about getting around the town, getting around the city. In particular, we've been focusing on Stockholm, but of course this will also work no matter which city or town you're in. Hanna, there is another form of transport that we need to talk about.
Of course. I think it's one of Scandinavians' favourite mode of transport. A bicycle, obviously.
A bicycle, yeah. So what is a bicycle?
En cykel.
En cykel. Okay. Now, if you don't go to Sweden with your own bike, then you're going to have to hire one. And I think we've covered hiring things before. And I can't quite remember. Oh, I know what it was. When we were going to a hostel.
Yes. And you needed to hire sheets. Do you remember what that was?
Well, the word for hiring is hyra, as far as I remember.
Bra?
But I can't remember the word for sheets. I'm sorry.
Lakan.
Lakan.
You can't remember everything.
So, var kan jag hyra lakan?
Ja, perfekt. But I guess today we're going to rent a bicycle instead.
Yeah, so could I just say, var kan jag hyra en cykel?
Ja, so if you ask at the hotel, var kan jag hyra en cykel? And they point out en cykeluthyrning. Cykeluthyrning.
Hyrning. Like hyrning is the R in there.
Ja, uthyrning.
Uthyrning. It's quite difficult to say that without smiling. Uthyrning.
Bra.
Cykeluthyrning. There's a lot of ooh sounds in there. Right, so they will point out the cykeluthyrning. So the kind of things I might want to ask there would be, how much does it cost per day, for example?
Yeah. So imagine you arrive at the cykeluthyrning. What would you ask, Mark?
Could I say, jag vill hyra en cykel?
Ja, bra. And I guess you're interested how much that would cost?
So I can say, hur mycket kostar det?
Yes, good. Hur mycket kostar det? But I guess when it comes to things like this, we want to know how much it is per day or for how long. So if I reply to you and I say, det kostar 280 kronor per dag.
280 kronor per day.
Ja, bra. Okay. But I think I'm going to teach you a new word here now that Swedes quite like to use. And I say, det kostar 550 kronor för två dygn.
Right. First of all, I'm hearing that same sound as I heard when we were talking about spårvagn.
And you don't like it.
It's just because it's tricky to say. Right. Can you say the sentence again?
Det kostar 550 kronor för två dygn.
So is this like saying it costs 550 kronor for 2 days?
Yes, so ett dygn is 24 hours. So we have a word for it, which I think really makes sense.
Yeah, okay. So I guess if you hired it at 11 o'clock in the morning, then you would have it for the first part of the next morning as well if you went for the 24-hour version.
Yeah. So what I asked is, or said was that 550 kronor för två dygn.
So that would be 48 hours and you're paying 550 kronor.
Yeah, you're so good with numbers nowadays.
So if you just went for a day, so like let's say you turn up at 11 o'clock in the morning and you pay your 280 kroners for the day, does that mean you have to bring it back that evening?
Yes, I think it's worth asking them about it, but I would take it as that it probably when they close for the evening, they expect you to return the bike.
That makes sense. Okay, is there anything else I need to know about hiring a bike in Stockholm?
Well, I guess health and safety is important. So you want to know if a helmet is included.
Ah, well, I can use, what's that word, ingår.
Ja, bra! And helmet is hjelm.
Hjelm, okay. Ingår hjelm.
Ja, bra! Mm-hmm. And I can say, ja, hjelm och lås ingår i priset.
What is lås?
A lock.
Ah, well, that makes sense, yeah. So, hjelm och lås ingår. And did you say i priset?
Ja.
In the price?
Ja, in the price.
Okay, so ett pris, must be a net word. I priset.
Ja, bra.
Okay, I think what we'll do now is have a little conversation about hiring bicycles. And this will give us a chance to practice some of what we've covered in this lesson. So this conversation is taking place in a bicycle hire shop. I am going to turn up at this shop and ask for a bicycle. There are a couple of new words in here. We've rehearsed this a little before we got started here. So let's take it away. Hej!
Tjena, hur är det?
Bra, tack. Jag vill hyra en cykel. Hur mycket kostar det per dag?
Det kostar 300 kronor per dag och 570 kronor för två dygn.
Då tar jag två dygn. Ingår hjälm?
Ja, hjälm och lås ingår i priset. Betalar du med kort eller kontanter?
Jag betalar med kontanter. Varsågod.
Här är växeln och här är cykeln. Du kan ändra höjden på sadeln.
Tack så mycket.
Ta det försiktigt och ha en rolig dag.
Tack. Okay, let's do this again. A little more practice for me and also hopefully I'll have more practice for our listeners. So here we go. Hej!
Tjena, hur är det?
Bra, tack. Jag vill hyra en cykel. Hur mycket kostar det per dag?
Det kostar 300 kronor per dag och 570 kronor för två dygn.
Då tar jag två dygn. Ingår hjälm?
Ja, hjälm och lås ingår i priset. Betalar du med kort eller kontanter?
Jag betalar med kontanter. Varsågod.
Här är växeln och här är cykeln. Du kan ändra höjden på sadeln.
Tack så mycket.
Ta det försiktigt och ha en rolig dag.
Tack. Okay, thank you. Right. So, first of all, you're a cool young sort of person in this bike hire shop, aren't you?
Yeah, because I say tjena. It's probably my summer job or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, right. So you said Shana, and then you said, hur är det?
Ja, hur är det?
So how are things going? And I said, bra tack, fine, well, fine, thank you. And then I said, I want to hire a bicycle. So let's hear you saying that in proper good Swedish accent.
Jag vill hyra en cykel.
Jag vill hyra en cykel. Okay. And then I asked, how much does it cost per day?
Hur mycket kostar det per dag?
Okay, so you gave me the cost per day and also for 48 hours. So let's hear this.
Det kostar 300 kronor per dag och 570 kronor för två dygn.
So hopefully we understood that that was 300 kronor for a day and 570 kronor for a 48-hour period or two 24-hour periods. Två dygn.
Bra, Very good. Is that okay?
Okay. So I said then I'll take 2 days, då tar jag 2 dygn. Can you say that one?
Då tar jag 2 dygn.
And then I had a question.
Ingår hjälm?
So is a helmet included? And you said that both the helmet and the lock were included in the price.
Yes. Ja, hjälm och lås ingår i priset.
And then our famous question.
Betalar du med kort eller kontanter?
So are you paying by cash, by card or cash? And this time I decided to pay by cash. Jag betalar med kontanter. And I handed over my cash. And then you said.
Här är växeln.
So here is the change. That's a new word, I think. Växeln.
But we said that when we ordered at a restaurant, Mark. Because we said you can keep the change. Behåll växeln.
You did indeed, yeah. I forgot that one. I apologize. So här är växeln or behåll. Keep the change. Behåll växeln. And then you also gave me the bike.
Och här är cykeln.
Okay. You managed to fetch that very quickly, I have to say.
Thank you.
And then you had a quite a technical sentence. Let's hear this.
Du kan ändra höjden på sadeln.
Right, so sadeln is something that goes on a bike. And if you think about the way in which this is spelled, it's S-A-D-E-L-N. So på sadeln is the saddle.
Yes.
And the N in there, is that's the definite article there.
Yes, so if you remember that before, that sometimes when we have an N noun, and we have already E at the end. It's just sound a little bit clunky to say sadeln. So we just drop that E.
Okay, so the actual word for saddle is sadel.
Yes.
And then it becomes sadeln.
Perfect.
Just like cykeln, I'm thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. So what are we talking about the saddle here? Can you see the sentence again and see if we can work out what this means?
Du kan ändra höjden på sadeln.
So the höjden is the height?
Ja, bra.
So is this something about changing the height on the saddle?
Exactly. So what do you think changing is in that sentence?
Ändra?
Ja. Du kan ändra höjden på sadeln.
Now, at the end, you said something to me. You said ha en something dag, so I'm assuming you're wishing me a pleasant day, but you also said something else.
Ta det försiktigt.
Is försiktigt something to do with careful?
Ja, just be careful.
Mm-hmm. So försiktigt, it reminds me of the German word Vorsicht, which is something about foresight. It's when you say to someone, be careful. But I'm guessing it's verschickt linked here. It's about foresight.
Yes, I think so, because för is a similar word to what you would use in German, and sicht is sight as well, and sicht.
So if you're careful about something, you're looking ahead of you and you're thinking about what's going to happen, and therefore you're being verschickt. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well done.
Hopefully that's a helpful way to remember it. And then what kind of day did you wish me?
En rolig dag. A fun day.
A fun day. Okay. Well, there we go. Our conversation. Hopefully that gave us some practice of the language that we would use if we were hiring bikes and indeed all the other transport options in a Swedish-speaking place. And that's where we're going to finish for today. Now, if you'd like to use the video version of this lesson, you can do so over at the Coffee Break Academy. That will show you all of the words and phrases on the screen of your device while you're listening. And we also provide lesson notes and bonus materials. Now, in the bonus episode this week, we're going to be taking a taxi. So it will be interesting to hear some of the language used for taking a taxi in Swedish. And we're just about to record that. You can access it at the Coffee Break Academy. And that's at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break Swedish, and we post regular content to help you build your cultural knowledge of all things Swedish.
We would love to hear from you if you've had experiences getting around Stockholm or indeed any other place in Sweden. And we love to read all the stories that you're posting about your own adventures in all places of Swedish speaking areas. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for joining us for this lesson. And Hanna, as usual, how do you say as usual?
Som vanligt.
Som vanligt.
Ja, som vanligt.
Som vanligt. Tack så mycket.
Hej då.
Hej då.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.